Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Kashawn Parker, Chris Jurgen, and Charlie James. The question I would like to ask, what is the difference between complaining and venting? Chris, can you kick us off?
Well, when I first saw the question, I thought they're one and the same, but they're not really. I think venting is more sort of releasing the pressure. And complaining is a state of mind. That's how I would sort of define the difference. Complaining is not good. Venting is very healthy. And you have to know your audience when you're delivering either. I like to vent, but I like to vent to myself most of the time because it kind of releases, or to people I'm talking to who could maybe empathize with the issue that I have and maybe give me some advice. But other than that, I think they are two separate states of mind or concepts.
You know, Robin, I hate the question. And I don't know why you're always asking me questions like this that put me on the spot and make me feel uncomfortable. I think you do it intentionally. Wait a minute, wait for it. You know, I have to admit, Robin, that question kind of stressed me out. Okay, guys, which is which?
I think it sounded like the first one sounded complaining because there was an attack in it, right? There was a, you do this and this isn't right and I don't like it. The second one was more of, oh, this is how I feel.
Yeah. And also just asking for your feedback. So venting it can be more participatory.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Kashawn, what are your thoughts?
Well, I like how Chris phrased it, like in the sense that venting is more of a release. You're releasing the pressure. So you're stating the facts. There's some acknowledgement in there. But then when you get into the complaining mode, it's just more of a woe is me. There's a lot of negative connotation to it where it's not really going outside of the sense of yourself. So it's really me-centered, me-focused, as opposed to this is the situation at hand, is my take from it.
So I feel like I love that Charlie gave us an example because really was struggling with how would I know? How would I tell the difference except to say it feels different? Well, that's not a really good way of explaining it. But I agree. I think that it's something if I'm talking about this is how I feel and I just need to get it off of my chest, that's venting. If I'm just complaining, it's an attack, there's something wrong. But neither of them is solution driven, I don't think. Am I wrong in that?
You know, Robin, I do think that professionals, which you're one, sometimes guide people to vent, to let that release out. Married couples are encouraged sometimes to share where pressure is building up in a way that's constructive for both of them. Whereas I think we all agree, just complaining and being negative doesn't do anybody any good.
I'd have to say, I like that the phrasing of the question, is there anything, you know, positive that comes out of it? Because I think it can be. Once you release the steam or the pressure from the venting, you can typically drive yourself into, well, what are some solutions? But if you're in a mode of you're just complaining, it kind of has this spiraling effect where you're not really looking for a solution, right? You're not looking for anything to come out of it. It is the clear sense of this is happening and I'm trapped in it, as opposed to let me let this out for what it is and then see where we can go from it is where I find the difference.
Chris, what did you think? Are either of them solution driven?
I think venting can be. You know, if you're venting about a problem that's still existing, you could be soliciting a solution for that venting. But if it's in the aftermath of the situation where there's no solution required, then it's just a release, pure release. My problem with complaining is, what are you achieving by complaining? You know, venting, you're releasing the pressure or you're just getting it off your chest so now you can move on. Complaining never seems to have an end. And you can complain about everything in life.
And it can spiral upwards.
Yeah. But I love that saying, you know, I could complain, but who's going to listen, you know? And that's really the next stage of the difference between venting and complaining. Who's your audience? Is it someone who understands that you're just venting? Or is it someone you're just dumping on because you feel that you can, you know, you can sort of command their time.
You know, Chris, I was just thinking, you know, your comment actually got me thinking about it in reverse the way I was thinking, in the sense that complaining can have a constructive side, in the sense that if you're constructively letting someone know if they've failed to meet your expected service level, as an example, and if it's done non-emotionally, but just constructively, that has a benefit. Whereas in that case, venting can actually add more stress to the situation and be unconstructive.
But is if you're being constructive, is it complaining, or is that giving feedback or sharing information? And is that a different thing yet again?
I think it might be a different thing again.
You can't mess with her.
No.
I just have lots of questions, that's all. Because I'm also wondering, can venting be taken too far and go into complaining, or can complaining be turned around and become venting? Like, can they bleed into each other?
Yeah. That's why I said they can be one and the same if you do sort of do that mix. Mm-hmm. I never actually have thought about the concept, you know, until you've asked this question. Mm-hmm. But yes, I'm sure there's a lot of crossover. And I like to say, I vent, but I try to move on very quickly because it's a waste of time. Mm-hmm. It's behind you. Unless, as Charlie said, there's something constructive that's going to come out of it, that, you know, you have a plan of why you're complaining. But otherwise, you have to move on. Go to the next, learn from it.
I'm wondering, as a leader, is it possible to recognize that someone's complaining, guide them toward venting, and then guide them into solutions? Is that something that as leaders we can notice and help people with?
I think the answer is yes. And you know, that's a really good way of, for everybody who's listening to this, to think about how they can help advance positive outcomes with the person on the other side, as well as in general. But I did want to return to the observation that what I'm taking away from this conversation is intent has a lot to do with the difference and how valuable it is.
Mm-hmm. Kashawn, I saw you thinking over there. Can you share?
Well, because I had a lot of just light bulbs going off, right? And I think in terms of complaining, if I elevate or expand a little bit, you think of yourself maybe as a consumer and you have an issue with a product, right? When you go in and you voice, you're going to voice a complaint. You're going to voice a complaint that is based on the service or product that you receive. Not good or bad. It's just, you know, the difference between what you expected and what you received. So if we think of it in that context, then I'm going to say that, yeah, complaining actually makes sense and it serves a given purpose. And it could also be driven to getting an outcome or a resolution, because if I don't voice a complaint, then how can I move toward a resolution? And that's just what the light bulbs were. It's like, yeah, but if you expand it just a little bit, you know, sometimes it may be purposeful.
And I like the nuance between having a complaint, which seems to have an end, and complaining, which sounds like something you just go on a spiral.
Absolutely.
So, I love that nuance. That's phenomenal. And that's completely different from venting, which doesn't have that benefit. No information in it that a complaint would.
Shauna, you must see a lot of that in your world.
Yeah, I mean, in the world in general, it's like, you know, something happens and you know, not everybody can get to a space of where I'm just venting. It typically will start in a space of complaining. You are at the effect of something and you are voicing how it impacts you. So it typically comes off as a complaint. And then what you'll see is, you know, maybe somewhere down the line, it turns into venting. At this point, I'm just letting off the additional steam from, you know, said complaint.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw an article recently that said venting may not be super healthy, but when I read it, I realized, well, what they're talking about is venting that then escalates rather than de-escalates the situation. Yes. And I feel like that is something with venting, is it can go one way or the other pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me about venting and complaining. I hope that it was neither for you. I'll talk to each of you again very soon.